The key to health promotion and disease prevention in the 21st century is to establish an environment that supports positive health behaviour and healthy lifestyle. Helena, Healthy Lifestyle in Europe by Nutrition in Adolescence, was a project designed to understand and effectively enhance nutritional and lifestyle habits of adolescents in Europe. Funded by the European Commission, it studied 13 to 16-year-olds using common methodology across 10 countries, leading to the development of a lifestyle education program. The research, which ended in April 2008, led to over 50 papers being published and provided for the first time in Europe harmonised and comparable data about food intake among male and female European adolescents. In this interview, we talk to Luis Marino, Professor of Public Health at the University of Zaragoza, who was the coordinator of the Helena Project. What actually was the Helena Project?
The Helena Project was a European Union-funded research project aiming to describe the nutritional status of the adolescents in Europe.
And what were the overall objectives of the project?
In fact, we had four specific objectives. The first one was the description of this nutritional status of the adolescents in Europe, and previously developing harmonized and updated methods. The second objective was to assess the food choices and food preferences of the adolescents in Europe. The third one was to develop a computer-tailored web-based intervention program aiming to improve the lifestyle of the adolescents also in Europe. And finally, to assess the physiological and psychological effects of some new foods.
And had this research never been done before?
The most innovative aspect of Helena was first that we developed harmonized and updated methods to assess the different dimensions of nutritional status, starting from dietary intake, going through physical activity, body composition, and also biochemical markers. And this study was performed in 10 European cities in 9 European countries.
And what were the main achievements and also the ongoing activities since it ended in 2008?
The project ended in April 2008, and at that time we were able to describe the prevalence of the main nutritional problems in adolescents, like obesity or iron deficiency. And after that, we are completing the description of other aspects, and we are also analyzing the relationship between different dimensions studied in the project.
I would think there was an awful lot of data for you to work with. So in terms of the future, what are the next steps and ongoing research that you'll be looking at?
In the future, we are planning first to make a follow-up of the adolescents we studied in Helena, because they will be already adults. And with this aim, we are planning to apply in a coming call of the European Commission. And another aspect we would like to investigate would be to assess the main determinants of the nutritional problems we detected in the adolescents.
So what do you see longer-term research that could be done based on what's been found out so far?
If we are able to make the follow-up of the adolescents, we will be able also to link the determinants of some diseases present in adolescents and how this influenced the development of, for example, obesity, glucose intolerance, insulin resistance in adults.
I understand there's an event happening in November 2011, continuing work with Helena. What's that about?
Yes, in the context of the next meeting of the Federation of European Nutrition Societies that will be held in October in Madrid, in Spain, we will have a session devoted to Helena, where we describe or we address different issues in relation with the food choices and food preferences of the adolescents.